Good morning, friends.
Good morning.
Before you sit down, go say hi to someone today.
And welcome
them to church. My name is Andy. I'm one of the pastors here. And we take sermon notes every week. We hope that when you come to church, you want to learn what God is saying to you and apply it to your life this week.
我们每个星期都会有讲道的笔记,
and there's reflection questions at the back of your sermon notes, as well as some highlights of what is happening in our church this week.
那么在我们的讲道笔记背面就会有一些反省问题啦，亦都会是预告我们教会里面一些活动。
Now, I don't know about you, but October is actually a really big sports month.
Yeah, 大家不知道, as in North America, right?
Yes,
yeah, in North America. 在北美里面呢, 这个10月份呢,是一个体育圈里面,是一个很重要的月份。
Blue Jays are still playing.
棒球方面呢,多伦多蓝鸟就是入了四强这个美联的决赛啦。
The Canucks are finally on the scoreboard, which is great.
温哥华家人冰球队呢,终于又入波啦。
And if you're a basketball fan, basketball is starting.
Yeah. 大家如果是篮球迷的话,月尾就开始我们的常规赛啦。
But I must confess, I am a die-hard Canucks fan.
不过这么多种运动里面呢,我就是始终都是最喜欢冰球。
I wear the hat when I watch the Canucks.
那么我当这个温哥华家人冰球队Canucks有比赛的时候,我们会戴
Every night I watch TSN to see if the Canucks won or not, if I miss the game.
And
every time that puck drops on the first period, I have an expectation, an anticipation that the Canucks are going to win.
那么每一场球第一节开波的时候，中圈开波的时候呢， 我都会有期望，希望家人队最终是会赢。
There is an excitement when the Canucks play.
当家人队有比赛的时候，我都有一种兴奋感的。
And our passage of scripture today, Peter talks about that same excitement, but to the Lord.
在我们今天讲经文里面，亦都讲到彼得，亦都是有同样的兴奋，不过他是对神的事有兴奋。
That when we come to Jesus, there should be an expectation, an excitement that God's going to speak and lead and guide and heal.
我们来到主耶稣面前，我们是有一个期望，是期望他在讲说话，当中有其他的事，例如医治。
And so we are in 1 Peter, if you have your Bibles with you, there's a Bible in front of you if you want to take that with you. But we are going to talk about this anticipation, this excitement, this joy that we have in Jesus.
今天我们的讲道是关于彼得前书，今天讲道是我们在主耶稣里面有期望，是有兴奋，亦都有喜乐。
Now last week, Pastor Tim, who was here last week for Pastor Tim? I hope you had a good time. Yeah, it was gracious to have Pastor Tim, and thank you for all those that hosted him well.
是的，亦都是很感恩，是当中是有不少的人在杨天恩牧师的聚会呢，是有帮手。
But last week, Pastor Tim talked about this uniqueness as follower of Jesus, that we have a new identity in Christ Jesus.
上个星期杨天恩牧师讲到呢，我们在基督里面是一个有一个新的身份。
That gives us joy and strength in the midst of our sufferings.
即使我们面对痛楚，我们仍然是有喜乐。
And someone's car is, oh, we're good to go.
Yes, oh.
And because of this joy we have in the Lord,
因为我们是有主里面的喜乐,
we have this unique difference of how to handle trials and difficult times in our world.
因为当我们是面对一些世界上的一些试炼的时候，我们的面对的态度可以是跟其他人有所不同。
And this is why Peter says that you and I should be different simply because Jesus lives within us.
彼得讲到，因为主耶稣在我们里面活着，我们活出的方式，生活的方式，就应该跟其他人有所不同。
How we treat one another, or our spouse, or our children should be different.
或者是我们怎样面对身边的人，是跟我们配偶等的人相处，亦都应该跟其他人。
How we treat others outside of this place, we should be, as followers of Jesus, different.
我们身为跟随主耶稣的人，是怎样是面对出面的人，应该亦都有所不同。
Simply because Jesus has done something different in our hearts.
And
so Peter writes to the early followers of Jesus of how to be different simply because Jesus made a difference in their lives first.
就是因为主耶稣在我们做一些很不同的事情，我们活出的人生就应该有所不同。
And this gives us hope in this world.
就是彼得说我们就是我们有一个人生里面有盼望。
And so we are in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 13.
那么我们讲一下这个彼得前书一章十三节。
Go ahead.
So it's 13 to 16, right?
Correct.
好的，十三节十六节。所以要约束你们的心，谨慎自守。专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩，你们既作顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子，那照你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经常记着说你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
So we find hope in Jesus becauseHope in Jesus never dies, even though sometimes I put my hope in the Canucks and they don't always win.
当然啦，就是我们的盼望，因为我们神的里面的盼望呢，就不会死的，即使温哥华加人冰球队有时会令我们失望。
So Peter is encouraging the early followers of Jesus not to put your hope in the things of this world, but in the things of Jesus.
就是这个彼得就鼓励当时教会的人是不要将盼望放在世上的事情，而将盼望放在主耶稣身上。
But let me pause here for a second and just talk a little bit about who Peter is.
那不如我们停一停，讲究竟彼得是什么人呢？
Now first, we see that Peter is actually one of the earliest followers of Jesus.
那呢，其实彼得呢，是一个主耶稣的这么多门徒里面呢，是最早跟随他的一个。
It is important to note that Peter probably knew Jesus when he was a teenager.
可能呢，彼得十几岁的时候就已经认识主耶稣噶啦。
We know that Peter was a fisherman.
咁彼得系一个渔夫啦。
And if you read scriptures, it seems that Peter was actually not a very good fisherman because Jesus would help him.
我哋睇嚟咧，如果睇经文嘅话，其实彼得呢个捕鱼技术就唔多好，因为主耶稣咧好多时候都要帮下佢嘅。
Because this one time Peter was fishing all night long and didn't catch one fish.
咁咧就係有一次聖經記載就係話呢個彼得咧有一晚去打魚就係一條魚都捉唔到。
He was discouraged and dismayed as he was going back into the shore。
咁翻去岸上嘅時候佢就好氣餒啦。
And it was this person, as you might know, Jesus yelling off the shore, "Why don't you cast your nets on the other side?"
咁咧今日主耶穌嗌啦，不如你去另一邊啦，撒網啦，試下得唔得
？Imagine me telling you how to do your job.
不如即係你想想，我教你點你點做嘢。
You'd be like Andy, what are you talking about?
咁啊，你安牧師，你講乜嘢啊
？Everyone thinks they know what they should say to the pastor about their job, though.
咁啊，有時呀，咁啊，好多，但係調翻轉嘅時候咧，係我哋教牧師點做嘢噶。
How I should pastor, how I shouldn't pastor.
咁啊，應該點樣教牧點樣應該唔應該點做
？But imagine someone saying after a whole experience of life and a role in a job that someone says to you.How to do better with your role, your job.
即你喺你有乜方面嘅工作已经做咗好多年，好有经验啦。突然间有个人出嚟话，你应该点做点做。
So Peter did that. He listened to that guy who was yelling across the shore.
咁咧就系呢个有咁其实有好多经验嘅彼得咧，就反而有耶稣讲俾佢听应该点样去捕鱼。
And the scriptures say that they had such a big boatload of fish that the boat almost sank.
咁樣呢個聖經記載話咧，咁呢個彼得聽咗耶穌嘅話去另一邊捕魚之後咧，真係咧就捉到好多魚，即係一船差啲就去沉咗添。
And that one cast actually made Peter rich。
咁咧就係呢一次嘅漁獲啦，令到彼得好有錢。
Because for the next 3 years, Peter quit his job to follow Jesus。
想象下喎，因為嚟之後嗰三年咧。就是彼得放棄了他的捕魚的生活，是去跟隨主耶穌。
So Peter was actually one of Jesus' closest friends as well.
咁咧，亦都同一時間咧，彼得亦都係耶穌最好嘅朋友之一。
And about 35 years later, he wrote this letter that we just read.
咁喺35年之後咧， 彼得就係寫咗呢一本嘅彼得前書後書。
And Peter was in Rome at this time when he wrote this persecuted letter to the church.
當時咧，佢係寫咗呢本書，寫個書信俾教會咧。當時佢係呢個教會係面對羅馬嘅迫害。
Jesus would have ascended for about 30 years already.
咁當時耶穌升天已經差唔多升天咗差唔多30年啦。
And Peter was in Rome to share Jesus with secular people, people who were far from God.
咁咧就係當時呢個彼得喺羅馬咧就向一般世俗嘅人去傳福音。
Peter was known as a Jewish person in secular Rome, sharing the gospel of Jesus with people who had no idea who Jesus was.
你想象下，當時呢個係彼得係一個猶太人。在一个世俗化的罗马环境底下去传主耶稣的信息。
But at the time that Peter is in Rome, Rome started to persecute Christians, followers of Jesus.
咁当时系开始彼得开始传福音嘅时候咧，就面对罗马政府嘅迫害。
And the reason for this was for two big reasons.
点解当时罗马政府要迫害嘅教会咧？有两个原因。
The first thing is that followers of Jesus would serve only one God named Jesus, not many gods like the Roman Empire.
因为咧，当时基督徒咧只系敬拜一个神，而唔系当时罗马帝国嘅情况嘅习俗，就系佢哋会拜好多嘅神。
They lived differently than the secular world around them.
佢同呢个世俗嘅环境咧嘅生活方式系好唔同。
But not only that, they were persecuted simply because they were the scapegoats of Nero.
咁咧。但是呢另一方面就是当时的尼禄王呢就将这个罗马时期很多的事情呢坏的事情归咎于基督徒。
So the first Peter was written when Peter was in Rome.
彼得前书写的时候呢彼得是在罗马的。
And second Peter was written when Peter was in prison, waiting to be executed in Rome.
但到彼得后书写的时候呢他是已经坐监是等待被处决。
So we know that we can trust the words of Peter because he wasn't just saying how to be followers of Jesus, he actually lived out how to be like Jesus.
我们可以信彼得，因为他不单只是讲他信徒应该怎样做，他不是讲他要活出信徒的样式。
So his words say that you and I should live differently simply because of the difference Jesus has done in your hearts and minds.
彼得就話：因為主耶穌對我哋所做嘅事情，我哋就應該活得同其他人有所不同。
He uses these words of sober and alert minds.
佢話要喺一個好清醒嘅心智去。
It means to focus or to have anticipation that God's going to move in our lives.
要將焦點咧放喺我哋要預期神係會行事。
And to focus on the things of Jesus rather than the distractions and the entertainment of ancient Rome.
我们要将当时我们要将心思意念都放在耶稣身上，而不是专注在当时罗马时期一些的娱乐。
Now, interesting enough, I'm going to show you a picture.
咁啊，嚟紧就有呢张相啦。
This picture is Nero's Circus. It was called
就系叫尼禄嘅竞技场啦。
It's not a very good picture there for you, but it would represent about 250,000 people would fit in this arena.
这个的竞技场呢观众席有25万个。
Nero built this for his entertainment and theater times.
当时呢都为了尼禄 为自己的一些娱乐而设这个竞技场啦。
And there would be horse races around this track.
这个竞技场里面有一些赛马的轨道啦跑道啦。
But in a certain season, Nero started to persecute and kill Christians.In the center of Nero's circus.
但在某个时间开始呢，尼禄亦都利用这个竞技场呢，是去处决基督徒。
We know for sure that 5,000 Christians were put on the cross in front of spectacles of Rome.
咁有历史记录就话呢，有大概5,000位基督徒呢，在这里被钉十字架死。
And just because I want to say this is,The only thing that exists today is that center pole.
咁歷史而家遺址裏邊咧，係得一樣嘢存在遺留落嚟，就係嗰支中間嗰支柱。
And this is where Peter was crucified.
就係彼得被釘十字架嘅地方。
History shows us that even his wife was crucified before Peter was crucified in front of his own eyes.
咁咧有歷史記載話咧，其實係佢嘅妻子咧係比彼得係相對彼得自己就仲早要行刑，所以彼得係見過自己太太係被行刑。
But if you know Peter, Peter actually rejected, ran away from the Lord 30 years before, right before Jesus' crucifixion.
但係大家記得倒數翻三十年前咧，係主耶穌自己被釘十字架之前，彼得係曾經否認過主耶穌。
And because of that historical moment with Peter and his wife in the center of Nero's circus,
就是大家看到是就是说在这个尼禄竞技场里面，彼得和他的妻子是都是被处死。
In today's context, this is where Vatican City is.
但是呢，这个的位置就是现在梵蒂冈所在。
We rarely know who Nero is.
But
we know who Peter is simply because there was a difference in his life. So how does Jesus actually make us different? Well, I want to simply say this, is that Jesus gives us eternal and everlasting hope. This is called salvation. Salvation literally means zozo. S-O-Z-O.
救恩这个字其实是一个
And zozo means healing.
Zozo 这个希腊文的意思就是医治.
Now friends, hear me today.
听我说.
Salvation or healing is instantaneous in our hearts and soul.
这个救恩是即时在我们的灵里面生效.
But it's also continual. God heals every part of our lives and relationships through salvation in Him. And so Peter says, set your hope on this healing we find in Jesus. So Peter is saying, just like that picture, don't be intoxicated by the entertainment and distractions of this world. But set your hope on salvation and healing in Jesus Christ.
就是彼得教导我们不要沉醉于世俗的娱乐里面，而是我们要定睛于是神给我们救恩和救赎。
That healing is instantaneous of our souls and healing ongoing until we meet Jesus again.
是我们一个神给我们的医治是一路持续，直到我们见他面为止。
So he heals marriages.
那他可以是 医治婚姻。
Jesus has the power to heal relationships with family and kids.
主耶稣的医治是家庭里面，或者是家长儿女之间的一些关系。
If we allow Jesus to heal our broken pieces, we become more like Jesus in the world around us.
如果我们是让主耶稣医治我们内心的破碎的话，我们就会越来越
This is what makes us different.
这样就是令我们有所不同。
And when we live differently, we can make a difference in this world. Peter says it this way, do not conform to the patterns of this world. It's okay to be successful in this world, but don't be distracted by success.
其实呢，我们得到成功其实没问题，但是我们不要被这个成功呢，是被他分了心。
It's okay to watch a movie or be entertained, but don't be enticed or consume entertainment.
但是呢，我们平时看电影没问题的，但是我不要被他们操控。
Because these things don't last.
但是因为这些娱乐是没有永恒的。
And Peter quotes a passage of scripture in the first five books of the Bible.
彼得也是引用旧约圣经《摩西五经》里面的说话。
And it's just a reference point, but it says that as God transforms us, makes us different, we should be different to make a difference in this world.
因为神为我们带来改变，我们也应该为世界带来改变。
And because of this, we have eternal hope in Jesus.
所以我们在主耶稣里面有一个永恒的盼望。
To be different or to live differently wasn't a negative notation to Peter, but a positive one.
我们活得跟其他人不一样，不是一个负面的意思，而是一个正面的意思。
And we see here that Peter says, as obedient children who have a new identity in Jesus.
我们呢，是在主耶稣里面有一个新的身份，因为我们是一个顺服的儿女。
We mirror God.
我们就好像一块镜子，我们反映出神。
So for an example, a couple weeks ago, Anik and I were at the mall. And we had to buy some coffee. So we went to the store to buy some coffee at Nespresso. Because somewhere in Acts, coffee is like the Holy Spirit. Like the Holy Spirit. It's a joke.
Okay. 咖啡有點像聖靈。
And so as we're going back to the car, my car in the parking lot, and it goes into the car, I go to the back of my car to lift up the trunk. I put the coffee pods in the back of my trunk.
Oh, coffee pods. Okay, not the coffee, the pods. Okay.
Yeah, pods. Yeah.
就將呢個出面咖啡杯咧嗰啲膠囊咧就擺翻個車尾箱度。I
must confess, I had my Canucks hat on.
當然咧，嗰時就我又戴住頂温哥華加人冰球隊嘅帽嘅。And
as I close the trunk, I hear someone say, "Gabrick."
Oh, Gabrick, 哎，牧師啊，係。
And someone pulls up into the parking lot and parks right in the laneway and blocks everybody.
咁啊，佢就突然間咧。 就拆咗架車咧，泊咗喺個後巷，一個巷仔度，就阻曬其他的交通。
And I turned around it. There was a small little SUV with this big guy in it.
咁咧，咦，原來呢架車係多用途越野車裏邊一個大隻佬喎。
And he opens the door and he stands up and he's 6'4". He's a big guy.
呢個大隻佬係6尺4寸，話開門，咁開門點咧
？I'm like 5'7" on a good day.
咁咧，我就5尺7寸啫。
And he's like, "Gabrick, I haven't seen you for years."
哎，牧師啊，好多年冇見你啦。
I only see you on Facebook.
喂，我平時即係呢個社交媒體面書見你啫喎。How are you doing?
Hey，好嘛，你好嘛。 And I have to say, like, I'm thinking to myself, why did you just block the street? Like, there's people trying to get by, and you've blocked everything off.
咁我裡面咁諗，喂，你嗰啲做乜嘢？而家架車阻曬其他交通喎。
And it was kind of rainy and cold like today.
咁咧嗰陣時嗰日就好似今日咁啦，又有啲凍凍地，又落雨啊。
He was wearing Hawaiian shorts.
咁佢著住啲夏威夷式短褲。Flip-flops. 咁咧啲拖鞋㗎。
A Hawaiian collared shirt.
呢啲夏威夷式嗰啲短袖短領衫啊嚇。
With a muscle shirt.
What's that?
With a muscle shirt.
Muscle shirt is it? Oh, cheap shirt.
Yeah, shirt. Cheap shirt.
啲運動衫嗰啲嚇。
And I'm like, "What are you doing?"
做緊乜嘢究竟？
He's like, "Andy, I'm working right now.
I'm
an undercover cop."
哎，我係警察，卧底。
And he showed me his beat up car and all these gadgets that he has in his car.
咁咪就佢帶我睇裏邊呢啲警車裏面一啲嘅裝置啦。
And then he said, "Gabrick, can I get a hug from you?"
哎，阿牧師可唔可以攬你啊？
I'm like, "Sure."
可以。
This is the most awkward picture. I can't make this up. Like, Anik was there. A cop, undercover cop in Hawaiian shorts.
一個很奇怪的卧底警察，穿夏威夷式的短袖衫。
Blocking the parking lot.
阻止商場停車場的交通。
A 6'4 guy, muscular guy.
一個6尺4寸高的大隻佬。
And I have to get on my tippy toes to hug him.
我要趌高少少先可以攬到佢。And
then I thought, okay, that's the end of the conversation.
講完嘢啦。He's
like, "Gabrick, I've just gone through a hard time."
牧師啊，我近排經歷一啲好艱難嘅嘢。My
marriage is broken.
我嘅婚姻破裂。I
have 2 kids.
我有2個小朋友。I
see you on Facebook.
我喺社交媒體面書見到你。Like,
it'd be great to have a coffee together.
其實真係如果一齊飲咖啡就好啦。I
said, "Absolutely, I'd love to have a coffee with you."
咁好，我同你飲咖啡冇問題。And
he said these words.
咁佢就咁講。He's
like, "Thank you for being Jesus."
多謝你就好似耶穌咁。I
know who Jesus is.
我知邊個係耶穌。But
I thank God that I see Jesus in you.
但感謝神，我從你嘅。I'm like,
"Thanks, bro."
從你裡面見到主耶穌，話多謝。As
he gives me another hug.
咁佢又攬我啦。And
then races off. I don't know where he was going.
咁之後咧，揸車走啦，唔知去邊啦。But
this is the joy of living differently.
呢個就係活出與眾不同。Is
that just simply by your example, you have an opportunity to show Jesus a different way, a better way of living for others.
當中除咗喜樂之外咧，亦都係俾人哋知道，我哋可以活出比其他人更好嘅。As
obedient children, you are meant to mirror God, not yourself.
我哋神嘅之下嘅順服兒女咧。 我们是应该是效法主耶稣。
So often we mirror our backgrounds or our families or our culture or our traditions, but if you are truly a follower of Jesus, you mirror Jesus.
其实我们应该是效法主耶稣，而不是我们跟随一些的传统啊或者文化之类的东西。
And Peter says, as obedient children means to submit to becoming different because of Jesus.
我们身为神信服神的儿女，我们就是要信服
obedient to Jesus.
Yeah, 就是要信服主耶稣。
That word obedience means to hear and to respond to Jesus when he speaks to us through the power of the Holy Spirit.
就在这个圣灵里面呢，我们是以这样做话，做一个信服的儿女呢，我就要听了主耶稣的话，我们有所回应。
So, how has Jesus been whispering to you?
究竟神是怎样是向你微声的说话呢？
So often it's easy to hear the whispers, but it's not easy to respond to the whispers.
有时很多时候我们很容易听到神对我们的微弱声音，但是怎样回应呢，就不一定容易的。
And just like the ancient culture of Rome, we get distracted or enticed by entertainment or by the things of the culture.
好像古代罗马那样，我们在现代社会里面也都受很多的文化支持或者娱乐的东西是所分心的。
But Peter says to be alert, to anticipate, to look forward to how the Holy Spirit will lead you each day as you not only hear the whispers of the Holy Spirit, but respond to the Holy Spirit.
我们在神的里面，我们要聆听圣灵的声音。
So I'm going to get the worship team to come forward.
我们是请这个敬拜队是上来。
But I want you to ask yourself these questions.
大家要问自己一些的以下的问题。
Are you distracted from the whispers of the Lord?
你是否有些事分心，令你听不到圣灵的声音呢？
Maybe it is the culture or your traditions of this world.
或者是一些我们现今的文化或者是传统。
Maybe it's sin or the entertainment or the enticements of our secular world that we live in.
或者是一些罪啊，一些有娱乐啊，或者是一些诱惑咧，系令你分心。
If you get distracted from hearing the whispers, perhaps on Sunday, but to apply those realities on a Monday is really hard.
或者是有啲嘢令你分心，令到我哋星期日所听嘅嘢，到星期一嘅时候，我哋实践唔到。
I encourage you today to give those distractions to the Lord.
我们今天就是祈求将这些分心放在神面前。
The Bible says if you confess your sins, those things that fall short from God.
圣经鼓励我们要认罪。
Jesus is faithful to forgive your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness.
主耶稣是会洗净你的罪。
It means that we set our hope on a new reality in Christ Jesus.
我们在主耶稣里面，我们有真正的盼望。
I've been watching the Canucks since I've been 14 years of age.
其实我呢，就14岁就开始看这个温哥华家人冰球队。
For 30 years, I'm still waiting for a Stanley Cup.
Yeah, 30年我等到这个，也希望他们赢史丹利杯。
I'm wise enough to know that I will keep waiting.
但我是仍然是有这个等待。
Because when we put our hope in the things of the world, it lets us down.
但是当我们是将盼望放在世俗的事物时候，很多时候这些事都会令我们失望。
But when we give and set our hope on Jesus,
但是我们要将盼望放在主耶稣的身上。
Even though life lets us down,
即使是人生很多东西都会令我们失望。
Even though relationships let us down,
即使是人际关系会令我们失望。
Even though our frail humanity lets us down.
即使我们自己的脆弱的人性是会令我们失望。
Jesus doesn't because of salvation.
但因为主耶稣是给我们救恩，主耶稣不会令我们失望。
Biblically speaking, salvation is not a ticket to heaven.
但是呢，其实这个救恩不是一张去天堂的门票。
Heaven comes to our hearts and he heals us.
但是救恩是会将这个医治带俾我哋。
And then salvation is meant to heal every other part of our lives.
这个救恩是可以医治我哋人生不同的方面。
So how is salvation being worked out in your life?
究竟这个救恩是在你里面的人生是有什么作用呢？
In your marriage,
或者是你的婚姻里面。
with your relationships,
人際關係裡面,
with this church,
是,或者教會關係裡面,
what's amazing is this church can be a healing place if we allow it. And that's number three.
第三方面,
is that Jesus makes us different so we can make a difference.
是,因為主耶穌為我們帶來改變,所以我們都可以為世界帶來改變。
But we want to take some time
我們有些時間,
to let Jesus heal us with Zozo, salvation.
讓主耶穌透過救恩來醫治我們。
So let's stand together.
我們一起起立。
And maybe you're here today,
今天或者大家,
and you've been distracted,
會被一些東西分心,
or you have not allowed salvation into certain parts of your life. I encourage you as we sing,
我们当我们一起唱歌的时候，我们一起鼓励,
that you invite the goodness of God into your heart and mind, even this moment. Learn from my example. Do not put your hope in the things of this world, even when it's the Canucks.
就學習我這樣,不要把盼望放在冰球隊上面,而是把盼望放在主耶穌身上。
Set your hope on the things of Jesus.
是,將我們的目光定睛在主耶穌。
And let his healing power heal you in relationships and heal our world.
讓這個主耶穌的大能去醫治你,你自己,你的人際關係,甚至醫治世界。
So God, we invite you, Holy Spirit, to lead and guide us this morning.
主啊,就是求你的聖靈是帶領我們,
that we would be obedient children that are set apart by Jesus Christ.
讓我們在主耶穌裡面是分別為聖,是成為你信服的兒女。
That those around us would know us because of who you are and the difference you've made in our lives.
讓我們認識到世界可以帶來改變。
Forgive us when we've made it about us.
What's that?
Forgive us when you've made it about us, when we've made it about us.
Yeah,
help us to make it about you. Simply because of who you are and what you've done. And maybe you have a prayer request, something that you want us to come alongside. Feel free to come and we will pray with you and minister with you. That is okay to do.
你就可以上前来, 可以,
let's worship together.
In
Jesus' name.
Yeah, so,